This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Listening to Jax
and Dean
on our podcast.
This is our podcast.
It is our. I've just said that, Dean.
This is our podcast.
Oh, it's still our podcast now. That's cute.
Cute.
Oh my god.
Oh my god.
Play the podcast, please.
Hey, it's time for.
You're not right.
I'm not right now.
Drop your biscuits. Bum, bum,
bum. It's not J Law.
Mm-mm.
It's not J Lo.
No, no.
It's Joy Law.
Yes.
That is correct. Thank you. It is J Law. It's the time of the day when we check in with the good team from KHQ Lawyers to find out and discuss issues of relevance to the LGBTI community. And joining us in the studio today is Veronica. Welcome, Veronica.
Welcome.
Thanks, guys.
Now, today, we're going to talk about the issue of discrimination in the workplace.
Mm, it's a very serious issue.
It is a serious issue. And particularly discrimination faced by members of our community.
Mm, absolutely.
So how do we define discrimination?
So discrimination is essentially treating or proposing to treat someone unfavourably because of a personal characteristic. And that personal characteristic, say, for example, in Victoria, under our Equal Opportunity Act, includes gender identity. So, for example, if you're transgender or intersex, a lawful sexual activity, sexual orientation, marital status and sex, amongst a number of other personal characteristics, but for all intents and purposes of today's discussion, that's what we'll be focusing on.
It's quite a comprehensive list.
It is.
I work in an office environment.
You do.
And I can't put my hand on my heart and say that I like everybody that I work with.
Yeah.
I can't say that I invite them all over for a roast.
Yeah, it must be hard because you're so well loved.
And how do you work with, Jack?
No one.
Yeah. But there is a difference, isn't there, between getting on with everybody and being discriminatory in your behaviour towards them.
Yeah, absolutely. And it was kind of, I suppose it ties into our conversation a couple of weeks ago about bullying, and it is possible that you just might not get along well with other people, and that's totally fine. We're all individuals. We're all different. But when we're talking about discrimination, and particularly the two subsets of discrimination, which is either direct discrimination, so that's, for example, the example of deciding not to promote someone because of their sexual orientation, or, say, for example, not giving them access to certain opportunities because of their gender identity, then that's a clear example of direct discrimination. Indirect discrimination is, say, for example, if you set particular policy or whatever the case may be, which because of someone's personal characteristic, they won't be able to actually achieve. So there's two, I suppose, subsets to discrimination, but it is quite different to just not getting along well with someone.
Mm. You don't have to be everyone's friend, but you have to be nice to everyone.
Well, exactly. And, you know, for many people, I guess particularly those who work in an office environment, you're there from like 9 to 5. So you want to feel supported and that you belong in this workplace.
Yeah.
And some of those behaviours, and as you say, Veronica, it could actually be institutionalised, or it could be actually part of their policies and procedures.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's getting more towards indirect discrimination. So that's when, say, for example, an unreasonable requirement or a condition is imposed on a particular person or a group of people, which because of their personal characteristic, they won't be able to, say, achieve or abide by.
So I'm trying to think of an example of that. So
I think it's a bit difficult in this particular area, a really simple example of it is, say, for example, a height requirement for a particular role.
Yes.
And that height requirement has absolutely nothing to do with the person being able to fulfill what's called the inherent requirements of the role. And say, for example, so a person who isn't so, you know, blessed with a higher stature won't be able to achieve that requirement.
But can it go the other way? Let's say I want to recruit a team of people who are just fabulous. I want people with a fabulous quotient up to here.
Yep.
Is that discrimination? If I say no straights allowed, I just want fabulous LGBTI folk.
Yeah, look, there are exemptions that you can actually seek under the Act where you are, say, for example, wanting to really promote the interests of a particular group of people who do have a protected attribute or a personal characteristic. But there is a process to that, but it is certainly a possibility. There are some factors that you have to kind of take into consideration, but it's possible.
So that's indirect discrimination. How about direct discrimination? That's just the bullying and the excluding people based on their
identity. I suppose the simplest example that I can think of with direct discrimination is not promoting someone or not giving them, say, access to training because of their, say, for example, sexual orientation.
And recently I saw, I think it was Deloitte, came out with the top 50 LGBTI leaders. And they did it last year as well, where they sort of recognise leaders. So I guess what that signals to people coming up the career path is that you can succeed in the corporate world anyway and be out and open about your sexual identity.
Yeah, absolutely. And I suppose on top of that, if you are a person who has a personal characteristic as defined by the Equal Opportunity Act, and you feel that because you have asserted your rights under that act, that you've been bullied or treated very unfavourably because of that, that can constitute what's called victimisation. So I think the best thing that you can do is just be conscious in terms of what your rights are.
Now, we did put the call out there for any questions, and we actually got one.
We did. It is from Anonymousy. It says, how can you tell if a boss is discriminating against you or not? Is it just if they're vocal about it? Thank you very much for your text.
So it's kind of like a really direct form of discrimination, or is it, could be a bit more subtle?
Yeah, it's a bit difficult because obviously you would be paranoid. Yeah, absolutely. And people sometimes can be a little bit, and it's a very strong word, but they can be a little bit insidious in terms of their discrimination practices. So they might not overtly say, I am not promoting you because of X. But look, there are some factors that you can look into in terms of what's happening in your organisation generally. Mm-hmm. Say, for instance, if you step away and you put someone else into your shoes, and if, say, for instance, they didn't have that personal characteristic that we were talking about previously, and you've seen a real live example of that, and that person hasn't been treated unfavourably, well, then that might give you an indication of that person's, I suppose, intent behind taking that action or not.
I remember referring to two of my female colleagues as ladies. And I got told that I was being discriminatory.
Oh.
So I took the feedback on board. Now I try not to refer to my female colleagues as ladies. I don't quite understand, but clearly I caused offence. It wasn't my intention.
Yeah.
So sometimes I wonder whether there needs to be a conversation. And if you are in a position where you feel safe enough to have that conversation, give feedback to say, a boss or colleague, your behaviour, when you said X or when that happened, I felt... Why?
That is exactly what my therapist tells me how to... That's how focus it, reword it, go, when you say this, so you're not attacking anyone, it makes me feel like that. So it's your intention and your feelings getting across.
My situation wasn't the person I'd called a lady, it was someone who overheard it and said, when you said that, I felt this about how they probably felt. And I was like,
don't get offended on someone else's behalf, though.
But, look, it's a good call out, though. I think we could all help each other to make sure we are exhibiting behaviours in the workplace which are supportive.
Yeah, but if that person was okay with that, then that's okay.
Well, I don't know. So, Veronica, if someone is in the workplace, they are experiencing discrimination, do we get the lawyers involved?
Look, it's one of those situations where I suppose it depends on the individual circumstances, in terms of what that person might feel comfortable with and what they might not feel comfortable with. I think the best thing that you can do is know the facts. So know what your rights are. So one of the best port of calls that you have in that space is the Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission.
That's a mouthful.
Yeah, I was really stressed about saying that as well.
You actually nailed it. Well done.
Thank you. They have a fantastic free information line that you can call up, but you can also go on their website. They have a number of guides as well. There are a number of other options available, but I think the best thing that you can do is actually find out what your rights and options are in those circumstances. And then, like you were saying before, Dina, if there is an option where you feel comfortable in actually talking directly to the person or even to your manager, to say, how that particular comment or what that particular action, how that actually made you feel, then if those types of issues can be nipped in the bud quite quickly, that can definitely save some wider stress.
Yep. Not everyone's good at that face-to-face contact.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's not easy. Having those difficult conversations is, that's why they're called difficult conversations.
Yeah.
But I think that's why actually getting informed in terms of what your rights are in those circumstances is really, really important, because something might feel wrong and being able to actually put put an option for yourself can be actually quite empowering.
It is just a misunderstanding. And it's not you. I certainly at fault at this. Like, it builds up and it's a big issue. And you talk to someone, they go, oh, no, I'm so sorry. I meant to say this. Like, oh, thank you for clearing that up. I wasn't sure. and just having a bit of a conversation, but being open to
yeah.
talking.
But
to
equally,
someone.
If you don't feel safe in the workplace, if it yeah. does, because some people get quite anxious or quite unwell because of the way they feel they're being treated in the workplace, reach out, have a chat to somebody.
Yeah, absolutely. So you can have a chat to whether it be Lifeline or Beyond Blue. Also think about actually speaking to your GP as well, because these can have quite significant impacts on people's health. And then also have a think about, you know, contacting other particular services, for example, JobWatch, which is a free community legal service.
Fantastic. That's Thank you very much for your time, Veronica. We look forward to speaking with you again next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.
You can find more Joycast and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.